Good morning. We're Masechet Chulin Daf Kuf Lamed Dalad. Kuf Lamed Dalad doesn't stand for anything we can think of, right? To do with the election day. Anyhow, election. Lamed for election. Okay. Kalpi. Arabs. Kaldi. Okay, very good. Okay, just one thing last night. In Rabbah Shir last night, so he discussed the question which we had answered over here, and that was the matanot of the Lechaim, the Zohar, and the Shok. Zohar, Lechaim, and Keva in our time. What's the story today? So he brought first the Rambam brings La Halacha exactly like a Mishnah in Israel, out of Israel, should be chayav to this day. So where is it? Shulchan Aruch as well brings it La Halacha. There's a minhag that do it. He brought a couple of achronim who asked some serious questions on why we don't have it. Even saw shutim of questions that like recently modern, like in the last 100 years, of shilas of why not. The bottom line is, it appears that similar to Maaseh Rishon, there's no kedusha of the keva lechaim, or you can eat it at betuma. So there's no kedusha. It is the Ibishitz in the Karti of Palti. He mentions there that probably the reason is because they know Kohanim are only muchzak. So because they're only muchzak, there's no real yuchsin. So it's amotim chavurah of araya, and the proof isn't a real kohen. But on the same time, on the other end, then why do we give them? So why do we let them duchen, and why do we let them get aliyahs, etc.? So I said because it's for free. So we let them give aliyahs in there because it cost anything. But Rav Baruch said, no, well, how do you answer a pigeon aben? With the fact that we give a coin, the pigeon aben money.
He gives you the money back.
No, he shouldn't.
No, you're not allowed.
That's not a real pigeon aben. If that's the case, you should read your pigeon aben. I'm not joking.
No. Rav Baruch, the last time I did it, he said, you really did get the money because if not, it's.
Pigeon aben from.
Today,
what happens is it's very common that people who've got coins can get the coins back. They're going to buy the coins back from the coin.
Okay.
Right, that's the case. The Vilna Gaon, by the way, you know, Vilna Gaon, every time a new coin came to his town, he would redo Pigeon Abin in case the previous coin wasn't a real coin. And he redid Pigeon Abin until apparently one guy came who had some yichus, I don't know, but the bottom line is he didn't do it. So Rav Baruch said that can't be the reason because of money. So I said, oh, well, because it's cheap. But anyhow, doesn't matter. Bottom line is that Rav Baruch, basically combining a couple of all the achronim together, came to the conclusion, he proved very nicely, that truma, that we'll see in the daf in Kuf Lamed Vav, that there's an opinion here of Rabbi Lai, that it's only chayiv in Eretz Yisrael and not in Chutz Laaretz. Seems to be cholek on the Mishnah. And it appears that during the time of the Amoraim, there was... We saw in our Gemara that they did have matanot. It seemed to have changed, and they seemed to, at a certain stage, only in Israel. Even in Israel, they stopped doing it. And then it seems that there's a kesher between the matanot and truma. And it's got even though it's not written directly, it is some kind of mitzvah kriyah ba'aretz. Not kriyah by the land, but kriyah by the place. And bottom line is, because we haven't got the majority of Jews living in Israel today, like truma today, we say it's Rabbanan. So because it's only partially connected, therefore the whole thing fell aside. But in reality, the Rambam says we should be doing matanot today. And there's a case of the Vilna Gaon in Maaseh Rav, which is a sefer written by the Vilna Gaon Talmidim of Maaseh, which everybody agrees is accurate. The Vilna Gaon himself actually did shecht an animal, gave the matanot to a coin, and made a brocha of shechianu to fulfill the mitzvah at least once in his life. Okay, so it's really interesting. Let's carry. Now, the Gemara carries on.
We're waiting, eh?
Okay, well, who's for me to tell you whether you should or you shouldn't wait? But my advice is find something else to do. Okay, you're right. You can't ask for it. Okay, so now we're carrying on at the bottom of Kuf Lamed Gimel Amud Bet, the last line, a quote from the Mishnah. V'imamar lo chutz min ha-matanot, patur min ha-matanot. Remember? Let's just go back to the Mishnah. Where is that Mishnah? Anybody know where that Mishnah is? Right, Kuf Lamed Bet. Kuf Lamed Bet Amud Aleph. Mishnah says here right at the bottom, Imamar, of the third very wide lines of the Gemara there on Kuf Lamed Bet, Imamar, Chutz min ha-matanot, Patur min ha-matanot. And Rashi says, Imamar Yisrael l'chaveiro, Nav Imamar, Kohen l'Yisrael, Ani mocheh lecha parazo, Chutz min ha-matanot sheba. The Kohen sells me the animal, but he says, I'm retaining the matanot, Patur Yisrael min ha-matanot. Now, because they're not his, right? He can't give them, they're not his.